Carbohydrate loading is a strategy that maximizes the storage of glycogen in muscles. It's recommended for any endurance athlete who runs an event that lasts for more than 90 minutes. The carbohydrate loading process should begin weeks before a big event or race, and not just the night before, which it can often be mistaken for. A novice athlete would benefit from practicing carbohydrate loading about 6 weeks before their main event. This would allow their stomach to get a sense of which foods agree and disagree. 2 or 3 days prior to a long run, weeks before the main event, you should start eating more carbs and cut out fats and proteins. Once you've established, and your body has established, which foods have best suited for you for carbohydrate loading, you can begin to make a plan 1 week before the main event. A plan is particularly important if you're travelling to a different country for the race. If this is the case, then packing sports bars and carbohydrate snacks like crackers would be beneficial. 2 or 3 days before the big race, the switch to carbs begins and happens. From now, 85 to 95% of the diet should just consist of carbohydrates. Eating the carbs just after taper runs prior to the event is the prime time when your muscles can store the glycogen. This allows optimum stores of glycogen and reserve energy to occur and happen in the muscles. The night before the event, you shouldn't overeat or stuff yourself. The dinner should be relatively small but carb heavy. A late dinner should be avoided so that there's plenty time to digest the food. This will ensure that when you wake up the next morning, prior to the race, you'll be hungry for breakfast and not still full from dinner the night before. On race morning, it's very important to have breakfast. It's recommended that breakfast should be had 3 hours before the start of the race. Again, still eating carbs. If it's an early start to the race, still ensure that you get up 3 hours before the event, and that way you can allow time for eating and then going back to sleep before the event. By following a plan similar to this, your body and muscles will have sufficient stores of energy and glycogen in muscles, therefore allowing the athlete to keep going through the hard times of the event.